Ways to Go Beyond and Why They Work by Rupert Sheldrake. Chapter 4, Cannabis, Psychedelics and Spiritual Openings. Consciousness-altering drugs have been used in shamanic and religious traditions for thousands of years. Traditional mind-altering herbs, brews and mushrooms are now widely available, even if illegal, in many modern cities, together with a wide range of synthetic psychoactive drugs. What is the nature of the experiences these substances induce? Can they connect human minds with other forms of consciousness? Can they open the way to genuine spiritual experiences? These are the principal questions I explore in this chapter. The most common mind-altering drug is alcohol, which occurs naturally in yeast-fermented fruits. Monkeys, like many other species, have a low tolerance for alcohol. Humans have a higher tolerance, largely as a result of an enzyme called alcohol dehydrogenase 4 found in the liver. This enzyme seems to have arisen about 10 million years ago in apes that were ancestors of humans, gorillas and chimpanzees, enabling them to eat fermented fruit without being incapacitated by drunkenness. The cultural use of alcohol goes back thousands of years. Fermented drinks based on honey probably came first. Many ancient texts suggest that mead long predated beer and wine. Ancient beers were created independently around the world as long as 30,000 years ago. Many contain medicinal herbs. Wine came later. Today, various forms of fermented drinks are found in many cultures, and alcohol has a religious sanction in many traditional societies. In ancient Egypt, beer and wine were offered to the gods in rituals, as they were in Sumeria and Babylon. In ancient Greece, wine played a central role in the Dionysian festivals and rituals. For Jews, wine is an integral part of the ritual celebration of Passover, and for Christians, it is an essential part of Holy Communion, a ritual reenactment of Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples, which was itself a Passover dinner. Cannabis has a long history of use in Asia, including by Indian holy men and sadhus. In ancient Greece, the Eleusinian mysteries included an initiatory rite involving a mind-altering brew. The ancient Vedic texts of Hinduism include hymns to Soma, a transformative drink made from fermented plant juice, whose identity is unknown. In Central and South America, a number of traditional cultures traditionally use psychedelic mushrooms, visionary cacti, plant-based snuffs, and psychedelic plant mixtures such as ayahuasca, containing two or more plants indigenous to the region of the Amazon. In West Africa, the powerful psychedelic iboga is used for healing. And in the modern secular world, in addition to all the traditional fungal and plant-based drugs, there are many purified or synthetic chemical psychedelics, including LSD, dimethyltryptamine, DMT, mescaline, psilocybin, and ketamine. All these drugs are widely used in modern secular societies, especially in young people, like Adrian. The psychedelic revolution in the 1960s soon ran into legal prohibitions, but nevertheless it has grown and flourished underground, especially through clubs, raves, and festivals. At least as many people are taking psychedelics today as in the 1960s. In spite of their illegality, these substances have even entered the mainstream business world, albeit in an attenuated form. In 2017, The Economist ran a feature article entitled "Turn On, Tune In, and Drop By the Office" on technical professionals and others in Silicon Valley who try to get an extra competitive edge by taking microdoses of LSD. Meanwhile, since around 2010, there has been a resurgence of legal research into the effects of psychedelics, as discussed later in this chapter. The best-selling book by Michael Pollan, How to Change Your Mind, The New Science of Psychedelics, published in 2018, was a landmark in popularising this new research and in bringing the discussion of psychedelics into the mainstream. Many psychedelic experiences appear to connect with a non-human world, a realm of nature spirits, demons, angels, gods, goddesses, and God, spelled with capital G. Some researchers have proposed that psychedelics be renamed entheogens, a term that literally means generating God within. Some people have called them hallucinogens, emphasizing their role in inducing hallucinations. But this is a narrow definition, because hallucinations are not their only effects. Mescaline, for example, leads to a striking enhancement of colour perception. I prefer the more usual term psychedelic, which means psyche revealing. The psychiatrist Humphrey Osmond coined this word in 1956 in his correspondence with the British writer Aldous Huxley, who had written the book The Doors of Perception in 1954, describing his very positive experiences taking mescaline. Huxley suggested that these mind-altering drugs be called phanerothymes, from the Greek words for manifest, thaneneros, and spirit, thymos. In a letter to Osmond, he wrote, "To make the mundane world sublime, take half a gram of phanerothyme." Osmond responded, "To fathom hell or soar angelic, just take a pinch of psychedelic." Osmond's suggestion has prevailed. Everyone agrees that psychedelic experiences are associated with physical and chemical changes in the brain, which can be studied by brain scanning and other medical technologies. But are the experiences themselves nothing but changes in the brains? Or are the changes in brains related to mental and spiritual connections that go beyond the brain? Can people really contact other forms of consciousnesses beyond the human level, as many seem to? At the end of this chapter, I return to the interpretation of psychedelic experiences, but mostly I will discuss the experiences themselves and scientific research on them. I start with cannabis and then discuss several psychedelics. I will not attempt to consider the whole range of psychoactive substances, including coffee, tobacco, opioids, cocaine, painkillers, antidepressants, and other psychiatric prescription drugs.